Thank you for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show, broadcasting most weekday mornings at 10 a.m. Central, which is 11 Eastern and 8 Pacific. We're celebrating over 100 shows and over 18,000 listeners that have been tuning in and looking for answers on how to accomplish more in their personal and professional life. Today's broadcast will replay all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in the iTunes community. When you visit our website, sign up to get your free subscription of Accomplish Magazine, and make sure you join our fan page on Facebook. Welcome to the Accomplish Radio Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, interviewing another phenomenal guest today. And for the month of February, we've been bringing you experts on relationships, both personal and professional. And today's special guest is Dr. Gay Hendricks. He's the president of Hendricks Institute from beautiful California. And Dr. Hendricks has served for more than 35 years as one of the major contributors to the fields of relationship transformation and body-mind therapies. Along with his wife, Dr. Kathleen Hendricks, Gay is the co-author of many bestsellers, including Conscious Living and Five Wishes. He is the author of 33 books, including The Corporate Mystic, Conscious Living, and The Big Leap. Dr. Hendricks received his Ph.D. in counseling psychology from Stanford in 1974. After a 21-year career as a professor of counseling psychology at University of Colorado, he and Kathleen founded the Hendricks Institute, which is based in Ojai, California, and offers seminars worldwide. In recent years, he has also been active in creating new forms of conscious entertainment. In 2003, along with movie producer Stephen Simon, Dr. Hendricks founded the Spiritual Cinema Circle, which distributes inspirational movies to subscribers in over 70 countries around the world. You can learn more about that at spiritualcinemacircle.com. He has appeared on more than 500 radio and TV shows, including Oprah, CNN, CNBC, 48 Hours, and many others. And let me say, what an honor and pleasure it is to have you on our show today, Dr. Hendricks.
Thank you, darling. Great hearing from you and great being with you. And I compliment you on being able to pronounce all those things correctly, like Ojai, California. You wouldn't believe how many interviewers have messed that one up. And so congratulations there.
Well, I have to be honest. I cheated. I had to ask Google. Because I thought, oh, my, that's a tough one, especially I'm out here in the Midwest. So wanted to make sure that we had that pronounced correctly. So I'm so glad you're here today with us, and we're going to get right into our conversation. And, you know, I noticed that you actually had a quote on your website that John Gray actually says that you and Kathleen are masters in the art of intimacy. And so, you know, I'd like to ask, in your opinion, why do some couples struggle with intimacy?
Well, I think the main reason is that for the same reason people would struggle with driving a car if there were no such thing as driver education. But there is no such thing as relationship education. It's very hard to find, like if you think of what you learned in elementary school and junior high school and college, if you went to college, you're really not taught much about how to be in relationships and how to solve problems without making somebody wrong, or little simple things like how to communicate your feelings if you're upset with somebody. How do you communicate that in a way that makes the problem solvable and doesn't create a rift between you? So I think it's lack of training is the main reason that most of us get so stuck in relationship problems. The other thing is stubbornness. In other words, resistance to learning. A lot of people get very defensive in their relationships when their partner tries to bring something up to them. And that, you know, once you start getting defensive about things in life, you're really going to miss out on all the possibilities of learning from every moment. So I think those are a couple of the main reasons.
Well, do you think it's possible? I'm sure there probably is some solutions that you've shared before or you've created. A lot of times in a relationship, it's kind of like, you know, he said, she said kind of thing, and you get into whether or not they truly communicate with each other. And I know that
you and your wife, Katie, have done a lot of work on, you know, communications and trying to really open up to each other. But do you ever find that sometimes, you know, one of the people that's in the marriage or in the relationship, one is ready to make changes and perhaps the other isn't?
Well, we just take that as normal. That's the way it is. And not to pick on men or anything, but there was a study a few years back where they tracked what percentage of men versus women made the first call to a relationship counselor to schedule a session. And 96% of the time, the first call was made by a woman. Only 4% of the time that did men make that first call and say, hey, we need some help with our relationship. So I think we men have a lot of catching up to do, because women, I think, are more sensitive to relationships than men are. And one of the best things I've ever done for the past 32 years that I've been with my wife is I've made a real smart decision early on, which was to learn from her rather than always trying to think I knew a better way to do something. And I have really learned a lot about great new ways of problem solving and how to be in touch with my feelings and that kind of thing. And, you know, it comes from, in life, I think you're presented always with learning opportunities one after the other, no more so than in relationships. And the moment you become open to learning from every relationship interaction, that's when your life can really take off and start, you know, kind of gaining acceleration.
Wow, that's perfect. And you're right. I think that there is a lot that women might actually look at it first and say, you know, things aren't working the way we had hoped, so let's try to do something about it. But yet, men are the problem solvers traditionally. They're the ones that say, well, I've got the solution, I can fix it. And sometimes they may not even realize that perhaps it's broken, right?
Yeah, or a lot of times too, you know, there's an old saying that if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And so if you only have one set of problem solving skills in your basket, you're going to approach everything in a lot of times men approach things in a very linear fashion with what's our purpose here, what's the goal here. You know, it's more of a goal-driven way of looking at the world. And that's important in certain areas, but it's not particularly useful in the area of relationship communication. So what needs to happen is that both people in a relationship need to make a commitment to learning from each other. And that's not always easy to do because, as I think you're touching on here, oftentimes there is one partner that's a lot more committed to the relationship and a lot more interested in the possibilities of the relationship than the other person. I think we're heading toward a place where more people are catching on to the power that they can do something positive with their relationships. One of the things that we always say about our work is that it allows you to make relationship changes without, quote, working on your relationship. You know, you don't have to work on your relationship. You just have to know where to look for where the good stuff is and how to direct your attention to where the good stuff is in the relationship. And so that's more of a matter of shifting yourself. You don't have to go back and redo your childhood or anything like that. You just need to get willing to learn what you need to learn right now in the present and actually get willing to make a commitment to experiencing more love than you ever imagined before. That's really kind of the entry ticket.
So, you know, maybe what you're saying here too is instead of looking at what might be broken, instead of that kind of focus, you know, because I think a lot of times, especially those couples that have been in a relationship for a long time, you know, perhaps they get into that, I don't know if you want to call it being stagnant or just sort of in a holding pattern. Like, yes, we're in a marriage, or we're connected, or we've got children, and we've got the family, the household, all those things. But there's a lot of the issues that could have, you know, surfaced throughout the years. And instead of going back and replaying, you know, what the hurt was years ago, perhaps just overlooking that and trying to find out where there's some new patterns for new growth ahead of you, correct? Is that what I'm getting?
Yes, that's really a key point. I appreciate you for bringing that up because, like, for example, we just launched this past year a new relationship, an at-home learning relationship program called the Relationship Catalyst, and it's a thing that you listen to on your iPod, and it has special background music that helps you soak up information at a deeper level. Anyway, I mention that because it's based on an entirely new paradigm, and you're touching on what that paradigm is, which if, for example, let's say you're bobbing with your head in the water. Let's say you're floating and you're bobbing where you can't quite stand up on the ground underneath a floor on the water, in the water, I should say, but you're just bobbing at the surface. Now, it's not necessary to dive down in order to raise your head up further. You just need to find a way of moving yourself and breathing more that helps you float a little bit more higher in the water. So you don't need to dive deep in order to go up is what I'm getting at here. And that new programs like this one I was mentioning, the Relationship Catalyst, are based on this new idea that you could simply raise your ability to experience more and more love in the present, and then because of the way the universe is constructed, your intention to do that actually begins to produce more love in your experience. And so it's a beautiful new paradigm for how to make changes in your life.
So would you say that, you know, perhaps when you first get together with somebody, the reasons why you are attracted in the first place, you know, perhaps may not be the same now, or you've grown in two different places in two different ways, and, you know, especially with having, you know, children and the careers and the businesses, and, you know, of course, our audience is all about accomplishing something big, and they're all looking at how they can become, you know, stronger and you know, all these great things in life. But, you know, does your program talk about when things, when you first got together and how difference, you know, how different you have, you know, kind of developed through the years, and how to reconnect and recharge your spirit within the relationship?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, because one of the things that you have to realize, Darlene, is that human beings are living a lot longer than we were just a couple of hundred years ago. And so, you know, in the old days, even though people often got married very early, you know, sometimes 13, 14, 15, along in there, you know, a few hundred years ago, the typical life expectancy was only 40 years old or so. So nowadays, people, if you meet somebody that's your high school sweetheart and you get together, you could actually have 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 different lifespans in the time you are together. And it's very rare for two people to go through the same growth processes together. So we have found that in our work over the years, and this goes back to maybe between 4 and 5,000 couples over the past 30 years, we found that about 1 out of every 5 couples that come to us, we end up, usually the couple makes a decision, no, we just don't belong together right now. We're going two different ways, and let's find out how to do it as gracefully as possible. So it's a problem that comes up in a lot of people's lives. And one of the things that really people get mired down in, of course, is also the negative emotions that all of that brings up when you consider, you know, changing your family status and things like that. It brings up some very, very deep, powerful emotions, and people need to know that going in, that that there's a lot of big, deep stuff to be learned from that, whichever way you go.
Hmm. That's incredible, and you're right. You know, I looked at, you created the relationship solution also, and, you know, I really like what you've developed with that, and I definitely want to get more into the program that you created last year as well, or in this past year, the Relationship Catalyst. But why did you put together the relationship solution? What was your driving force with that?
Yes, well, each of these programs responds to a different set of things that people had wanted. When we did the relationship solution, which now goes back over the past 7 or 8 years, when we first developed that, we took all of the things that people most wanted to know about and most had difficulties with and tried to create a solution for every single one of those things. And so it's a very comprehensive program that stretches over many, many CDs and DVDs and that kind of thing. It's kind of like a whole relationship university. So it has a lot of different components to it. But the idea was to try to figure out what the big relationship problems were and to give solutions to them that people didn't need to, you know, spend 10 years of therapy to learn how to do, that they could apply the solution right then and there. And it's been really successful. We get, you know, emails all the time from people that have used the relationship solution to make big changes in their lives. In fact, we just finished working this past weekend with about 80 people that had come in from all over the world to that had done those programs like the relationship solution that we have on the internet and had come in for a big live gathering. It was really terrific to get everybody together for from all over the continents of the world. So the original impetus was to provide solutions for the most common problems that people bring in.
Well, I wanted to talk about that for just a minute because one of them talks about, which are the deadliest intimacy-destroying mistakes that most people make and how you avoid them. Could you touch on that just a little bit?
Yes. Well, one of the biggest is in the realm of not knowing how to communicate what you feel. You know, like when you were in the first grade, you learn things like, you know, how to write your name and how to, you know, spell different words and that kind of thing, very basic things. What if in the first grade we'd also spent a half an hour a day learning how to tell people clearly when we were having our different feelings, like, how do you tell somebody you're angry at them? How do you tell somebody you're scared? How do you tell somebody that you feel sad? So learning how to communicate basic emotions is probably, if not the number one of the number one things that cause the cessation of intimacy in a relationship. People gradually go behind emotional walls and withdraw from each other so that they don't share with their partner the very key emotional things that are going on. Maybe they don't know how. You know, I like to think that human beings are basically good, that we don't conceal our emotions usually for negative, nefarious reasons. We do it because we don't know how to explain them or how to communicate them in a healthy way. So I think those are kinds of things that people can learn. You know, I had to learn them the hard way out there and kind of thrashing around in relationships. But wouldn't it be great if we had more education on these kinds of things at an earlier age?
Absolutely. And you know, I was thinking about this as you were giving your your explanation over that. Is, you know, whenever perhaps my husband might say, so what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing. Is that like a standard thing? And, you know, and the same applies for him, if I might ask him, you know, so, you know, what's going on or what's wrong? And, you know, or everything's fine. You know, there's just sort of that Band-Aid solution or that reply that we just come up with in the instant response, nothing. And yet perhaps we want to talk about it, and yet we can't seem to transition into it, or it just never seems to be the right time or place to really go into discussion. So does your program help, you know, couples see that and say, you know what, you can't just say everything's fine when it really isn't?
Yes, well, emotional transparency, excuse me, emotional transparency is the kind of the word we use for that, or the phrase we use for that. And what we mean by that is what you ideally want is for people not to have to guess at what you're feeling. That a lot of us are really more dedicated to concealing than we are to revealing. And so what we find out works in relationships is if both people can dedicate themselves to revealing, to being transparent with their emotions, so that if they're angry, they say, I'm angry. Or if they're sad, they say, I'm scared. Or I'm sad. If they're scared, they say, I'm scared. And if they're tired, they say, I'm tired. So it's a very simple thing to do if you know where to look to contact your emotions. One of the things I teach people in the first grade is where to look in your body to find your authentic emotions. Like I'd tell them to look in your chest, to feel in your chest and your throat area for a kind of a heaviness or a lump in the throat feeling, and that'll tell you you feel sad. And that's when you should be saying, I'm sad to someone. And same thing if you feel tight between your shoulder blades and tight in your shoulders and up the back of your neck, that's your message, the message of your body saying, I'm angry. And wouldn't it be great if we knew how to just say to people, I feel angry at hearing that, or I feel angry when you said that. It would be a no big deal kind of thing. We wouldn't have to bottle it up inside and go take high blood pressure pills. And same thing with fear. You know, if we knew how to say, I'm scared, I don't know what to do right now. If we knew how to communicate those basics in such a clear way, and we knew how to do that from the time we were in the first grade, it would make life a lot differently. Because I truly get in here every month, if not every week, someone who is maybe 50 or 60 years old and still hasn't learned how to do that very simple thing that I've actually shown first graders how to do. And so, you know, it's very touching when you see a 65-year-old multimillionaire, high-powered businessman who doesn't know how to say to his wife, I feel sad.
Wow. This is really good. I like what you're sharing with us, because it's simple, and yet people aren't doing it like they should be, or like we should have been taught, you know, before. And to just kind of be clear about that, because that guessing game of trying to figure out somebody and their emotions, you know, we can jump to conclusions and we can, you know, assume this and think that and not really know for sure what that person is experiencing. And so who can benefit the most from taking that particular course?
Well, the relationship solution is, it's kind of like everything you really need to know about relationships. The first volume of it is the one that most people get. There are other advanced volumes for things like money issues and sexual issues and things like that. But the basic one that everybody gets, the main benefit it produces is that it gives you a set of skills. It gives you, you know, like if you walk onto the playing field of relationship, you need to have the proper equipment. You need to have, like if you walk onto a baseball field here, as we're getting ready to do in spring training for the baseball season, is that you want to walk on with the glove and the ball and the bat and all of the things you really need to play the game. Well, in the game of relationship, you need to learn certain basic moves, and the relationship solution gives you those moves. It tells you how to deal with certain situations so they don't cause the problem. See, better to fix a problem at the beginning before it becomes a problem. And so I would say the number one the benefit of the relationship solution is that it gives you tools to fix the problem before it becomes a problem and after it becomes a problem.
That's perfect. You know, let's change direction and talk about a little bit more about the relationship catalyst that you've worked on and that you and your wife have created. And you mentioned earlier just briefly a little bit about how it works, and that, you know, it's short, like 20 minutes long. Is that about how each one of the pieces of the program work? Or just can you explain that, how that program actually functions and the key components to it?
Sure. What you do is you get it instantly. You just click a button once you buy it, and it appears in your iTunes over the next little while. And then when you go to get it, it will appear in your iTunes as a podcast, and you just click on those. And then from then on, you've got it all in one place, whether you put it on your computer or iPod or whatever you want to listen to it on. You could even listen to it in your car if you're hooked up for that. And so the relationship catalyst is the components of it. One part of it is called the harmonizer. And the harmonizer has special background music that puts you in a state of brain attunement and also chakra alignment, so that you really you really feel a sense of ease and clarity about you after about 20 minutes. And it's this special background music with our instructions, and you basically just listen to it for 20 minutes. Another component of it is called the catalyst, and if you're single, a single person, you listen to the singles catalyst, and if you're a couple, you listen to the couples catalyst. And the couples catalyst has a set of instructions that create a new flow of positive energy in the relationship. And ideally, both people in the relationship listen to it at the same time. That's the ideal. It's okay if you listen to it on your own, but it's really cool if you're in a relationship if you can both plug in at the same time. If you're working with the singles catalyst, it's working on opening up the space in you to invite the right kind of relationship into your life. And so you work on that in 20-minute chunks also. Then another part of it is, remember what I said about we ought to learn this in the first grade? Well, we took the biggest secrets that people were shocked to learn about relationships later on in their life, and we put them all in one place. We collected carefully the six biggest things that people didn't know that they wish they'd known way back in when they first started in relationships. And we have a little chunk of information, sometimes even 5 minutes long, about that secret. So it's kind of like in a half an hour or less, you can have the entire field of secrets of relationships revealed to you, the stuff that you'll really wish you'd known way back there at the beginning. But why not learn it now? And here's the thing, too. We just finished the holiday season here, and we were amazed to see how many people gifted their kids and even their grandkids with copies. Since it downloads into their iPod and all that, it's very easy to get, and people would gift their grown adult children and their grandchildren oftentimes with copies of the relationship catalyst. So I'm really happy to see that because, you know, I see people all the time that if they'd learned a particular thing when they were 12 years old, they wouldn't have the problem they're having at age 37 or 47. And so what we try to do is put these things all in one place. So as you can tell, I'm very excited about it. We just launched it a couple of months ago, and, you know, it's kind of like giving birth to a baby that's been about 3 years in the pregnancy.
Oh, no, that's great. And I noticed that some of the things that you share in this program is how to stop an argument, which is so valuable. Oh, my gosh. If I had known that a long time ago, that could have saved us a lot of heated moments.
Yeah, you and me both.
And blame and criticism, you know, how to stop pointing the finger and, you know, how to tell if your partner is lying. That's pretty strong. That I'm sure there's probably some great secrets that you share with that one.
Oh, yeah, because also, too, here's something fascinating I think your listeners will appreciate, and that is that I've been around or been in a session or been in a seminar, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of times, when somebody revealed a big secret. Like just this past weekend, a man revealed to his wife in the seminar about an affair he had had 5 years ago. And they'd only been married, they'd been married about 12 years, and so halfway through the relationship he'd had this affair, but he'd gone 5 years and hadn't said anything about it till this past weekend. So I've been in on hundreds, thousands of situations like that, but here's the interesting thing. I've never had anybody come back to me later and say, I wish they hadn't told me that. Every single person I've ever interacted with later has said, boy, it was painful at the time, but I'd rather hear the truth, although it's painful, than continue to be lied to.
Yeah, because that can really just weigh heavy on a relationship, can't it?
It gets back to the first subject you raised. It eats up the intimacy in the relationship. Like our old buddy Sigmund Freud said, secrets make you sick.
Mm-hmm. You know, you also touched on this earlier in our interview today on money issues, because that is a huge piece when it comes to a relationship. You know, trying to let go of, you know, how you should spend money or not spend money, or, you know, if everybody is all sharing the same sort of money, if you're pooling your resources together. I have to admit, my husband and I struggled with that quite a bit when we first got married. And, you know, we still have issues. You know, I don't know how you resolve that, and perhaps that's something that I need to evaluate a little bit more. But it was, and I know that you're probably going to say, Darlene, okay, you're taking, like, notes over there to yourself going, I get it, money issues. But, no, you know, we got married, and I thought that it would be okay for each one of us to keep our own separate bank accounts and establish one account that was for everything else. Now, I don't know, what's your take on that?
Well, I don't think I can give you a right or wrong on that one, although I'd like to, because I've seen people make it work a bunch of different ways. The way I have seen it work most often best is when everything is compiled. But your way is definitely in second place there, and I've seen people do it a whole bunch of different ways. But I would say that, yeah, that's certainly a valid way to do that. So I can't tell you it's right, and I can't tell you it's wrong. I just tell you that if it's creating conflict, look at some alternatives.
Oh, yeah. It created some conflict, and we found some ways around it. But, you know, and I know your program also talks about jealousy, which is another key factor that a lot of people struggle with in their relationships, perhaps either over, like, what perhaps, you know, I think what you're going to find, too, is a lot of the folks that tune into Accomplish Radio and read Accomplish Magazine, you know, they are focused on, you know, achieving a lot in their life, and they set goals, but I think we're constant learners. You know, I think that's really important. But at the same token, the more success someone may have, perhaps it could damage or threaten a particular relationship that they're having, whether that be with, you know, their spouse or other, you know, close relationships perhaps that they are developing, that there could be that little bit of jealousy from someone else's success, and perhaps, you know, the trust factor of what goes along with the whole jealousy issue.
Well, that's really a good point, I think, you know, because jealousy ties in to the issue of control. You know, the person who's jealous is attempting to control something that is not within his or her power to control. You know, like in a relationship, you may feel scared that your partner is growing faster than you. And out of that fear comes an attempt to control them or mess with their trajectory or slow them down a little bit. But those particular ways of doing it don't usually work very well. The only thing that I've found works is if both people make a commitment to their own growth so that their own individual needs for expression and development are being honored. Because you have to understand, when you are in a close relationship, the real art there is to find a way to be fully together without giving up yourself, by fully having your own path of creative development as well as being in support of your partner's path of development.
I like that. That's a great idea. You know, for our audience, if you're listening to, you know, our broadcast today, and, you know, we're here talking with Dr. Gay Hendricks, you know, his whole concept with him and his wife is to feel more love and to manifest more abundance. And the Relationship Catalyst is one of his more recent programs. And you want to share how they can find information about that?
Yes. Well, you can always go to our main website, which is Hendricks.com, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S.com, and that can give you a jumping-off place to all of the different things that we have. The Relationship Solution has it. The Relationship Solution has its own website, and that is therelationshipsolution.com. And the Relationship Catalyst has its own website too, which is relationshipcatalyst.tv. And so go there and take a look at all those things and share them. You can also find us on Facebook at our Facebook relationship page, which is called Relationship Advice. And there you can see all the good stuff about conscious loving and living and how to grow. It's also a place where we put a lot of our favorite little videos. And so we have dozens of videos there of us doing different things and showing different relationship things. So it's facebook.com/relationship advice.
That's perfect. Wow, this has been wonderful. I appreciate you taking time out of your day and, you know, to be here and for our audience to listen to all the great words of wisdom you have and the advice. And, you know, so I want to make sure that our audience takes a chance to go and visit you. Do you guys have a newsletter, perhaps, that you send out?
Yes, we do. If you go to Hendrix.com, you can get our newsletter, and it also comes along with one of our popular courses, a 10-lesson course on manifestation that is kind of like the starting place where a lot of people start with our work. So check that out. You can go there and put in your name or email address, and you'll get that newsletter and the 10-session manifestation course free.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. And, you know, before we end our show today, is there anything else that you might want to share with our audience?
Well, the purpose of my life is to expand in creativity and love every day as I give other people who are interested the inspiration to do the same thing. And so I appreciate your commitment to doing that sort of thing in your world, too. So thank you for helping spread the word about the power of love and creativity in the world.
Oh, absolutely. Again, thank you, Dr. Hendrix, for being our guest today on the Accomplish Radio Show and for sharing your expertise with us and for helping, you know, make it possible for our audience to accomplish genuine love in their relationships. And I just want to remind everyone to make sure they visit the Hendrix.com website and become a fan of Dr. Gay and Katie Hendrix, and you'll be developing more conscious living or loving relationships along the way. Thanks again.
All right. Blessings to you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Today's show is brought to you by the St. Louis Networking Club. When traditional marketing isn't enough, join the club. To learn more, visit stlouisnetworking.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please mark our show as one of your favorites. Simply visit accomplishradio.com and click on the follow button. We'd like to thank you, our audience, and our special guest for spending time with us today and for sharing Accomplish Magazine and Radio with your friends. Again, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and share your success stories with us. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishments.